April 24, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Warning Against Wantoning. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you. Luke 10:20. As Christian workers, worldliness is not our snare. Sin is not our snare. But spiritual wantoning is. That is, taking the pattern and print of the religious age we live in, making eyes at spiritual success. Never court anything other than the approval of God. Go outside the camp bearing His reproach. Jesus told the disciples not to rejoice in successful service, and yet this seems to be the one thing in which most of us do rejoice. We have the commercial view. So many souls saved and sanctified. Thank God. Now it is all right. Our work begins where God's grace has laid the foundation. We are not to save souls, but to disciple them. Salvation and sanctification are the work of God's sovereign grace. Our work as His disciples is to disciple lives until they are wholly yielded to God. One life wholly devoted to God is of more value to God than 100 lives simply awakened by His Spirit. As workers for God, we must reproduce our own kind spiritually, and that will be God's witness to us as workers. God brings us to a standard of life by His grace, and we are responsible for reproducing that standard in others. Unless the worker lives a life hidden with Christ in God, he is apt to become an irritating dictator instead of an indwelling disciple. Many of us are dictators. We dictate to people and to meetings. Jesus never dictates to us in that way. Whenever our Lord talked about discipleship, He always prefaced it with an if, never with an emphatic assertion, you must. Discipleship carries an option with it. April 24, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary. As Christian workers, neither worldliness nor sin are our hindrance in ministry, but extreme desire to be recognized by our great spirituality and ministry successes. Unless and until we are willing to have our reputation completely trashed, as did Jesus, bearing that same reproach, we will never gain the approval of God. Even though Jesus told His disciples not to rejoice in successful service, even they were caught up with that. Our value to God is not measured by perfect attendance and large counts of persons reached by our ministries. Results are never God's measure of our value to Him. Our value to Him, as in a marriage, our wholehearted devotion to Him and His pleasure. Only as our lives are transformed by His grace and we help others accomplish that for themselves, are we truly advancing God's kingdom and bringing Him utmost pleasure in us. Discipleship is optional. Relationship is optional. Love is optional. If we expect to advance the kingdom of God, we must remember that Jesus said that it is a kingdom of the hearts of men. It is a kingdom wherein all of the subjects are subjects by their own choice, not by having been forced to surrender. As disciples, our objective is to present the love of God, the ultimate sovereign, in such a way as to compel others to choose to be God's subjects along with us. Better yet, to be so enamored with God that they want to serve Him as one would serve their most significant other on earth.